This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. We'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time. So we got about an hour left in the show. We'll be here to answer all those gardening questions. Like I said, feel free. Give us a call. Phone number 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And going to be a beautiful day out there. A little bit of rain, but we're going to enjoy it. This is definitely spring. We're definitely enjoying our time to be able to get outside. So definitely something that we look forward to all winter, all early spring. So get out there and enjoy the day. Enjoy the weather. Enjoy everything. So it's a good time to be getting some things planted. We talked about it a number of times. I think it's okay to put stuff outside now in most of New England. Just looking at the temperatures, they're not dropping below freezing or even into the 30s from what I'm seeing. So I might be looking at starting it out, getting it out there today. Usually May 20th is about the day that, the last frost, at least that's what a lot of places will say, all the way to Memorial Day. I think we're okay at this point. Just looking at the long-term forecast, looking at all those details, seeing what we've already had, I think we're going to be good. So you can get those tomatoes out, get those veggies out, get the houseplants out. All right, those are some things that we want to have outside as well. Create that living space outside, not just on the inside. Bringing some of those houseplants out that love the sun, getting out in the natural sunlight is going to be great for them. So I would definitely be looking to get them out there. Create that outdoor living area because if you want to spend a lot of time out there, might as well continue that feeling from inside outside. If you have some questions, you can give us a call here at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, if you want the best-looking gardens, then you need to use the best fertilizers for your flowers, vegetables, bulbs, trees, and shrubs. ProTrust Products Spring Garden Special includes 3 bags of their 4-pound Garden Trust Fertilizer and a bag of their Plant Trust Fertilizer for a special price and free shipping. One application of these fertilizers lasts the entire season. So if you're getting your garden ready, then order the Spring Garden Special from ProTrust Products at www.protrustproducts.com. Trust your lawn and garden to ProTrust Products. Now, we do have some calls on the line, so I want to get right back into those lines. So, Nathan, who's up next?
They're stacking up. Mike from Hudson is calling back quickly.
All right, Mike, welcome back to the show. How can we help you out?
Yeah, good morning. Got a question. So I'm out and about in the yard, and I have a Fraser fir I planted, probably about 5 years ago.
Okay.
It was about 5 foot at the time, and now it's probably about a good 12 feet or so. The top third of it is very vibrant, growing nicely. But as you get lower, the ends are okay. You see growth, but as you go towards the trunk, the needles are dying off and becoming a little spindly looking. And I'm just wondering, is that a disease, a lack of water, or
so
something
else? It's more on the inside. It's not like exposed to the sunlight.
Correct. Yeah. So the branches are sticking out in the lower half, maybe 2 to 3 feet. I'd say the last 8 to 12 inches are green and new growth, but you go in towards the trunk and it's lost the needles and, just not looking well.
Some of that's a natural thing to happen. But what I'd like to see you do is fertilize it, fertilize that fir, maybe use some 10-10-10, a couple handfuls, for a 12-foot, maybe 3 or 4 handfuls, mix that into the soil around it, get it into the root system to help get it back a bit. I wouldn't be surprised if it's stress from the drought from last year. It was putting its focus on the needles on the outside versus the inside because of the lack of water. I might try and, if we're not seeing, a lot of rain, seeing if you can get a hose out to it and soak it a little bit. Just to rejuvenate it a little bit and allow the moisture to hit those roots and absorb into the plant. So I'd fertilize it and water it. Just throw a hose on it, leave it on a trickle, leave it on there for like 45 minutes, an hour. And just do that every, once a week or so to get that deep soak to help it out.
Sounds good. All right. Well, good to hear. I was just concerned more whether it was a disease of some sort. But
I don't believe so. Most of the diseases would be showing on the outside of the tips first for like a fir like that and moving its way in. Some of it has to do with lack of sun on the inside, the drought issue, and it needs to be fertilized. So I think all those things, fertilizing in water is going to definitely help it.
I can handle that then. Okay.
Awesome.
Thank you much.
Thanks, Mike. Have a great one. Bye-bye. All right. I know we do have some more calls. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Donna's in Massachusetts.
Donna, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you. Love your show, Patrick.
Thank you.
Three different questions. Lupin. I have some lupin. I put them in a big container. They're growing, and they're blooming already. When can I, do I have to wait till fall to replant those?
I'm sorry, what type of plant was it? It was a lupin?
Yep, lupin.
And you just want to move them? Is that what we're looking to do? Are they in a container now? I'm sorry.
They're in a container. I want to put them in the ground. So obviously, I think I know my answer. Do I have to wait till the fall to do that?
I mean, to be honest with you, I'd be looking to put them in sooner rather than later. Get them into the ground. It's usually when they're a little bit younger, like 6-8 weeks old. But I would get them into the ground to develop the roots now and just continue to water them instead of letting them just, sit in a container and then hope for the best at the end of the season. The more time it's going to spend in the actual soil, the more root development it's going to have and allow it to come back.
Awesome. I will do that. My next question is impatience. I know a couple of years ago they had the blight. I didn't go anywhere near them, and that was my original plant when I started gardening 20 years ago. I loved impatience. Last year my sister had some in her pots and in her soil in the ground in her gardens. They were growing beautiful. I bought a flat of them. They're back to not opening up.
They're not opening up?
No, not at all.
So these are ones that you purchased, you put in pots yourself?
Yep.
Okay.
And some of the ones I purchased in the pots themselves, they're both doing the same thing.
Okay, so how's the plant look itself?
It's like green. It looks healthy. There's lots of leaves, but the buds themselves are not opening at all. And I've had them for a good 5 weeks.
Okay. So they've been that way the whole time, or?
Some, like, you'll get one flower that opens and then 10 right around it that don't open. Have you had problems with the impatience recently?
Not as much as I did like 4 or 5 years ago, by any means.
Right.
What I'd look at doing, you know, we haven't had as much warm weather as normal. You know, we're looking at having some of our first 80-degree days consistently in the next week to 10 days here, which last year we had a bunch of that earlier. And so plants were opening up a little bit easier. We've kind of had it cooler than normal. And impatiens don't like the cool weather, and they don't like to be sitting in water. And so with the amount of rain and everything we've been having, that could be part of it. But it seems like they might they just might be a little bit behind. What I'd look to see you do is fertilize with like a bloom booster, something that has a heavy middle number on it, to give it back something a little bit. When it's in a container, it sometimes will just the nutrients will wash right through sometimes, and so you don't get as much of a you don't have all the nutrients there. So I think that could be part of it. I think you had another question, so I want you to hang out for me for a minute because we're going to hit a break here. So hang tight, and we'll be back in a few. Phone number is 855-660-4261.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes, weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were speaking with Donna. She had another question, so I want to get back to her. So, Donna, what was that next question you had for us?
It was like a continuation of the woman that called about the crabgrass. I had just a small area in the front of my lawn, because it's right in the front, that came up with crabgrass. God, does that grow fast. So I whacked it. I didn't whack it. I mowed it, then sterilized my mower way down to the ground. I'm going to pull it up today. How soon? I'm going to rake it up today. How soon can I plant grass that it'll grow there?
So if you're getting rid of it without using like a chemical or anything along those lines, I mean, you could reseed right today.
Okay.
You just got to get that area cleaned up. You know, get that stuff taken care of that way, get the soil prepared, maybe use a starter fertilizer, and then putting the seed down afterwards.
I have the starter fertilizer. I'll do that today then.
Yeah, no, I would definitely do it today. You know, try to get it done early, obviously, with the rain coming. The rain can help water it in a bit. Probably not going to be enough water, obviously, but you'd still need to water this week, but it's going to help.
Good. Great. Thank you, Patrick.
All right,
keep
Donna.
Doing,
have
a good one.
Thank you. You have a great one, okay?
You too. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye. Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here, 855-660-4261. And Nathan, who's up next?
Neil's in Maine.
Neil, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Oh, hi, Patrick. How you doing?
Great. How are you?
Long-time listener, you and your father.
Thank you.
Had your father out to my place a few years ago to look at my property. But my question is pretty straightforward. I picked up a bag of BioAdvanced. I think it says 5-in-1 on it. And I put it down about a month ago, and I used only about half the bag. So I'm wondering, can I use that for my second feeding, or should I do just something else?
So I just want to take a second to pull up. I got to see what the I want to see what the fertilization is on the numbers here. So it's got the fertilizer in it. You know, it's a 2204. Okay. So it's usually on this one, the feeding aspect of it's about 3 months on it. Okay. So a month might be a little bit too close to it for this. You know what? The more I look at it, a 2203 would be like the same amount as the second application. You know, and I always talk about using like a second application for crabgrass control for the late season. So, I mean, I don't see why you couldn't put it down again, to be honest with you. Just looking at it, having that second round come through just in case you missed some of the germination there.
Right. So should I wait? Like I said, it's only been about a month.
I maybe wait a couple more weeks.
Okay.
So like about 6 weeks. Yeah. I based on looking at it, it's like using a second, you know, step two, if you will. So right. I think you'd be all right.
Okay. That's great. Like I said, I only needed about half the bag, and I thought, geez, I could use the other half of the second, but I wanted to check with you before I did anything.
Yeah, just wait a couple more weeks. Just think of it as like you normally would, like a second application, like step two. So you'd be waiting that 6 weeks in between each spot.
Okay. Excellent. All right. Very good. Thanks, Patrick. Great show.
Thanks, Neil. Have a great one. Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. I got about 30 seconds before we hit a break. I know we have a couple calls. We'll get back to them right after the break. So hang tight for that. We are into application two time. For those of you who have put step one down, go to step two. Definitely, you know, that 4 to 6 week interval, we're probably, I'd like to go a little bit closer to six. But if you can, put it down before the, you know, after the rain, because it does just need that morning dew on there. So do it the next morning. Anyways, we're going to take that break. 855-660-4261. Yeah, like I said, that break will be back in a few.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
Aspoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden had phone calls with the Palestinian Authority President and Israeli Prime Minister on Saturday. The calls come as tensions continue to rise and rocket attacks continue in the region. On Saturday, an Israeli airstrike destroyed a building in the Gaza Strip that housed several news organizations. But it also contained Hamas intelligence agents who were using the news organizations as a shield. Gary Pruitt, CEO of the AP, telling CNN,
"We've been in that building for 15 years. We had no indication Hamas was operating out of that building. We do check that to the best of our ability because, of course, we would never knowingly endanger our journalists."
The flow of gasoline is underway again through the Colonial Pipeline. At least 13,000 stations were still without gas on Saturday. USA Radio News. A tiger that went missing in Houston has been found.
The Bengal tiger that had been missing in Houston for nearly a week has been found. The tiger has been taken to the city's animal shelter and is said to be secure and unharmed. The man last seen with a tiger in a West Houston neighborhood last weekend was out on bond in connection with a 2017 murder case and has since had his bond revoked. Houston Police Commander Ron Borza says the incident should be a warning to people against having exotic pets like a tiger in their home.
In no way, shape, or form should you have an animal like that in your household. That animal is only 9 months old. It already weighs 175 pounds, full grown. That animal can get to 600 pounds. It still had its claws, and it could do a lot of damage if you decided to. Luckily for us, he's very tame.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Underdog Rombier won Saturday's Preakness Stakes in Baltimore, Maryland. The owners of the horse calling the event a dream come true. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And I do believe we got some calls there, Nathan. So who's up next?
Sun's out, so everybody's here. Betsy is in Mapleton.
Betsy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
I am fine. I think I have an invasion of, someone told me.
Sorry, it's just a little hard to hear you, Betsy, so.
Okay. Okay, just a second. Just a second. How's that?
All right, that's a little bit better. So you said you might have an invasion of something.
I think it's cold's foot. Cold's foot.
Okay.
And anyway, I believe it's cold's foot. It looks something like a little dandelion, but without the leaves on the bottom. And I pulled it out about a month ago, and it's invasive. And other than poisons, is there any way to get rid of it? Because it's right in the middle of a flower garden. I've got hydrangea there and mature daylilies and astilbe and all kinds of stuff. So I don't know if I can pull it again, but I'm wondering if maybe white vinegar or something. It's spreading like crazy.
Yes, I mean, the most organic way to do that is obviously is to, pick the weed. You could be using, there are some vinegar-based products out there. I might look at using something like along the lines of Burnout or Burnout 2 from Bonide. It's an organic weed killer that you can spray right on top of it. You need the sunlight to be hitting it. The sun helps. What happens is the spray will break the outer coating on the leaf, allowing the sun to help dehydrate the plant and kill down to the weed. So I might be using something like that. And I'm instead of using it as like a spray, What I might do is to get a concentrate bottle and get a paintbrush and use a paintbrush and paint the plant itself. I mean, you could do a spray, but if you're worried about it getting onto your other plants around there, that's why I was suggesting maybe the paintbrush aspect for it. But it's if you can spray and not have the spray go everywhere, then definitely use a spray. They do have it in like a little trigger spray, so you can use it that way. If you're concerned, sometimes you can get like cardboard and put it around the outside to get any of that spray so it doesn't hit. But I'd look at, you know, we're possibly having a little bit of rain later today, so I wouldn't do something like that today to spray, because you need the sun. The sun is the extra element that helps get rid of the weed once you've broken down the outer coating of the weed itself.
Okay. This might sound silly, but what if I use a hair dryer hot? Is it the heat or is it the sun itself?
So it's the sun itself. Okay. We'll dehydrate it. That's what we're looking to do, is dehydrate it. You know, there, if you wanted to do something like heat, to be honest, you could burn it. That's another way, a natural way of doing it. They actually sell like small little torches that you can kill weeds with. So that would be another organic alternative way.
Oh, okay. And I do have another question, and sure, there may not be a solution to this. I used to have a lot of nice tulips, and lately, well, in the last couple of years, the bulbs have been eaten, and I'm assuming it's either squirrel or maybe moles or something that are eating them up. Is there any way to replant new tulip bulbs and cover them with something or put something near them that'll avoid any critters from eating them up?
Well, so, you know, are they eating the leaves as they come up, or are they pulling the bulbs up themselves?
No, the bulbs are gone. The bulbs disappear, and I have them marked, and they're being eaten, I believe.
So what I might look at doing is there's two things you can do. One, in the planting area around the bulb, taking something along the lines of like a lava rock or a rock that has edges, not a polished rock, and place it around it. What happens sometimes is the moles, gophers, whichever are around there, when they dig onto it, it hurts their paws, you know, their hands. It hurts them to try to take it away. So you can put some of those around it. The other thing I might look at doing is taking like a Repelzol from Bonai, getting the concentrate form of it, putting it in like a 5-gallon bucket, taking all the tulips that you have, put it in there, pour the solution on top of it, and let it sit on the bulbs and absorb into the bulbs for like an hour or so. That helps get some of that repellent into the bulb, so when you put it into the ground, it can keep them away. So I've seen that work a few times as well.
Okay. All right. Well, good. Thank you. One more thing.
Yeah,
what about a lavender oil or what was it? Or mint oil?
So mints are for like the smaller type insect, rodents, like, you know, mice, that type of thing. Okay. If you're looking for something a little bit bigger, you could use the product from Bonai called Rat Magic. I know it has some sprays in it. I'm trying to pull up the product at the same time to see what the active is. But they have them in like a granular form, and then they have them in scent packs. So even though it says Rat Magic, we're not just worried about rats on this. It actually, it's really good on chipmunks and squirrels and smaller ones. These are oils that are in there. There's a cedarwood oil, a castor oil, clove oil, and then there is some peppermint oil, but not as much as the others.
Okay.
That might be another option to keep in the area. They have them in like little scent packs that look like tea bags that you can leave in the area, and then they also have the granular form. So that might be a second and third option.
Okay. And they wouldn't, when they're in the ground, I mean, if it rains or we get a lot of snow too, that wouldn't
it'll break down some. That's why you might have to do it a few times. That's why maybe the granules are good, because the scent pack, it's like you put it down and it's just there, whereas the granules you can reapply a few times. So that might be the thing. There's also they have a hose end version now. They call it for like squirrel and chipmunk repellent from Bonide, but it's the same active ingredients as what's in the Rat Magic, the repellent.
Okay. And that wouldn't affect any other flowers or anything like that?
No.
It doesn't affect?
No,
okay,
not at all.
Cool. Well, good. Thank you very much.
All right, Betsy. You have a great rest of your day.
Okay. You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, Nathan, who's up next?
John is in Providence.
John, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
How you doing, Patrick?
Doing great. How are you?
Okay, not too bad. I have about 9 rose bushes that I discovered some aphids on yesterday.
Okay.
So I hit them with some neem oil. Okay. And my question is, can I mix up a batch of Rose RX and just water it directly at the base of the plant, or does it have to be sprayed on the leaves?
I believe the Rose RX is a drench, so you'd want to mix it with water anyways.
Right.
Is it the Rose RX drench, or is it the Rose RX 3-in-1?
Well, I haven't purchased it yet.
Oh, okay. So I'd be looking to get the Rose RX systemic drench.
Okay.
Bonide has it. There's also one from BioAdvanced.
Okay.
That it's a systemic drench, and that lasts on either of them. I believe it lasts up to 6 weeks.
Okay.
So, excuse me, I would be doing that anyways, even if you sprayed. Because neem oil is organic. It doesn't have a residual, whereas the systemic drench will have a residual.
Okay.
All right.
And would I still be able to keep using my rose tone once a month? That's not going to...
Oh, yeah, that's not going to hurt it. I would still do that. It's only going to help. That's
right.
Exactly what you want to do to help it. So I see no problem using that.
All right. So just to be clear, I should spray it and not water it at the base of the plant.
Well, no. So with that rose systemic drench, it is a drench that would go right into the soil.
Oh, good.
So
okay.
You don't spray it. You would pour it in you can get like a 1 or 2 gallon watering can and water it into the plant. What happens is it translocates through the plant and helps for forward.
All right, awesome. Okay, thank you very much.
No problem.
Have a good
Thanks.
Day.
You too. Bye. Bye-bye. All right, Nathan, who's up next?
Muriel's in Westport.
Muriel, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi.
Hi, good morning.
I've been listening to you since your father.
Thank you.
I guess I'm nervous.
That's okay. Just like you and I are talking, that's all.
Okay. Now I can hear you better.
All right.
We did a lot with your father and your mom. So, but I've got a question for you.
Sure.
I have a small greenhouse.
And okay.
We walk into it from the house. I have an invasion of white flies, which I have been battling since last fall. I have tried all kinds of products, including the 3-in-1 with the neem oil, and I cannot get it under control. The reason we got it is because they had to open up the greenhouse for some construction, and I guess they came in then.
Okay.
What are your suggestions? I've been using like 3-in-1 herbicide, miticide, fungicide, you know, the whole different ones. I've been doing it every seven days. I spot some with like an insecticidal soap when there's a group that's real big. I hand kill them because you can get them.
Yeah.
But when I've got about 250 plants in the greenhouse, it is a little...
Yeah,
it's overpowering.
Yeah, so I know you have a lot of plants in there, but there's something that if you can do, it would be helpful. So the spraying is getting the ones that are living and are above ground and are flying around. If you could get a systemic in there, and they have systemic granules that would take care of the whitefly there, what you could use... So that,
except for the plants that we eat.
Yeah, I'd have to look at the back of the bottle to see, because a lot of them will say you can treat up until a certain amount of days before harvest. So I can do that, because I'm about to hit a break here. So if you hang tight with me, I can look into it a little bit more and see if there's another systemic control that we can use to help you out with that. Okay.
I hadn't thought of that. Thank you.
Yeah, so hang tight for me. We're going to take that break, and we'll wrap up the show when we get back. But let me see what I can do during the break here to help you out. So we're going to be right back.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
For a beautiful lawn and garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Liquid Plant Foods by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery. Ask for Dramatic Plant Foods. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Plant Food for dramatic results.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Bonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
It did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Hold on to that phone number for next week. But before the break, we were talking to Muriel in regards to her greenhouse that has some, you said white flies, right, all over it?
Right. Yep. And, and the funny thing is the door to the house is open. They do not come in the house.
Okay.
And I got their favorite plant right next to the door in the house, and they don't touch it.
Okay. So, couple things that I was just thinking about during the break, and I did find a product that is saying right on it, it's specially formulated for fruits and vegetables, which is a systemic. But when you're spraying, do you just spray the plants, or do you spray everything?
What do you mean by everything?
Like the ground, the way the soil, like it, the ground, I'm assuming it might be just outside. It's not, is it a hard concrete?
No, it's all cement. It's concrete, yeah.
So I would spray a little excess on everything. If you see any soil sitting on any of the tables, anything around there, that's just an extra thing that I thought of doing. Sometimes when they get into a greenhouse, they can sit in the littlest of areas. So spray some other areas. That being said, I did find a product. It's from BioAdvanced. It's called Fruit, Citrus, and Vegetable Insect Control. It says season lawn protection right on it. Now, what are you growing for vegetables in there?
I have thyme. I have, they love the thyme. I have tomatoes. I grow tomatoes. I grow, you name it, I grow it. And I've got, you name it, my favorite plants are amaryllis and poinsettias, and they love them.
All right, so right on...
Pineapples. I grow pineapples.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's a couple things right on here that it'll say. So for fruiting vegetables, tomato, right on here says it'll take care of aphids. The restrictions, do not harvest fruit until at least 21 days after application, and do not make more than one application per year. So it'll say that right on there. The other thing going forward to use this product, if you were worried about next year when you're growing some of the tomatoes, etc., they say to use this when it's just getting started. So to prevent, to prevent insect infestation, apply it transplant or shortly after plant emerges from seed. That way it starts right from the beginning.
All right. What was the company name again?
It's BioAdvance. It used to be Bayer.
Oh.
Okay. And then
it
is. So they have specially formulated this specifically for fruits and vegetables. They'll even do citrus. So you find pineapple in like the same family when you would spray it.
Yeah. It hasn't made any babies yet.
So I would think
a while. A long while.
So I think this would be your best application for it, because everything else that I'm finding is to not use on fruit. I believe this one, just based on the way they've formulated it, you should be all right to use it on the fruit and vegetables.
Okay, sounds good. Alrighty. I'm going to try that.
All right.
Maybe I can get it under control.
That would be nice. The other thing is, now that the weather is starting to warm up, you could get everything outside. And
too many.
So
250 is more than I can do.
Gotcha. But if you could, you could fumigate the whole place with like one of the insecticide, the whole thing. But since you can't, that's all right too.
Yeah, I could take the plants out that are. That edible and just fumigate.
Maybe do that. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Because you could use something a little bit more synthetic, chemical wise, to hit the ones that you're not going to consume. So that's another option that could really cut back the insect infestation.
Yeah, I was thinking about that because I might just pitch the tomatoes and say start them over next year.
Yeah, maybe.
In the garden anyway.
Yeah, maybe it's really up to you.
Okay.
All right,
Mary. Thank you very much.
Thank
for
you.
Your help.
You have a great rest of your day.
You too. Okay.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, that's going to wrap us up for today. I want to wish my wife a very happy birthday on Thursday of this week, on the 20th. So we're excited to celebrate with you. Everybody out there, be good to each other. Get out there, plant something, and we'll be talking soon.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with. And then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.